My name is Ben Helfgott, and I lived through the Holocaust. I am very much involved with the work of Yad Vashem, set up in 1953 to perpetuate the memory of the 6 million Jews who were killed. It is in Jerusalem. It contains a tremendous amount of material related to the Holocaust. It has got a pavilion of the children that were killed in the Holocaust. It has also got the avenue of the righteous Gentiles, commemorating those Gentiles who risked their own life to save Jews. It has got, spread over 6 acres of land, the valley of the 5,000 lost communities, placed like a map of Europe, because of the 22 countries in Europe where Jews were killed. It is the most moving place. When one goes through the exhibitions, one is confronted with the horrible, hideous reality of the Holocaust. Leading statesmen who visit Israel, one of their visits are to go to the to Yad Vashem, and whenever they come out, they are visibly moved, if not in tears. These are human beings with homes, with families, with culture, and the whole civilization, and all this was destroyed. And Yad Vashem, one comes nearest to have some kind of an inkling to understand of really what really happened and the complete banality of it all. Yad Vashem to me means very close association, because it is there that the names of all my family can be found, family that was killed. My mother and my youngest sister, 8 years old, were killed, having been rounded up with 560 other people. This was already after the deportations took place of the people from my hometown to the gas chambers. Out of 24,400, 22,000 were sent to the gas chambers of Treblinka within 1 week, and 2 or 3 days afterwards there was no one alive. My parents were hiding, and my mother and my sister was amongst those who were caught, and so they were killed. Later on, my father, towards the end of the war, when the Allies were very near, he and a few others decided to escape, but they were caught and they were shot just before the war ended. And of course, most of my uncles and aunts and my cousins all in the main finished up in gas chambers. So this is to me of great importance. For those of us who lived through it and who experienced it, it is part and parcel of our life. We are confronted with it all day long. We don't need to go to Yad Vashem, but when we do go to Yad Vashem, we can recapture it in a most palpable way. But Yad Vashem has got a positive message, the message of hope. When we see what human beings are capable to others, our resolution within us strengthens to try to build a better world. It is not there to lament. There's nothing to lament anymore. Yad Vashem, being in Israel, standing in juxtaposition with the creation of the State of Israel, is a proof that in spite of the despondency, Jews after the Second World War had the strength and the ability to create a moral monument for mankind.